Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward at 7:30. Officials in Hawaii are now estimating that dozens more homes have been destroyed by lava flows over the past couple of days.
It's like a flood, you know. It's just pouring out, covering everything in its path. Just incredible what it's doing. Look like there's no stopping it.
Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno puts the new tally at around 117 homes destroyed. The volcanic eruption on the Big Island has been going on for roughly a month now, forcing thousands of people to leave their homes.
A Kansas native has died after a boating accident in Florida. Mike Salber was in a powerboat race in Jacksonville when his boat crashed into another. It sent his boat into the air, and the boat landed on top of him. Salber graduated from Goddard High School. He was a lieutenant paramedic for the Sanford Fire Department. Salber was 56 years old. He leaves behind four children.
Several arrests were made at a rally at the Capitol building in Topeka Monday.
The Poor People's Campaign was allowed to rally on the second floor rotunda of the Capitol building from 1 to 4 p.m. At about 3 p.m., several participants violated the permit's terms and sat outside the governor's office where they began yelling and singing. The demonstrators were given a 5-minute warning to move back to the allowed demonstration site or be arrested. The majority moved peacefully back to the rotunda, but 16 refused, and they were arrested on a misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass. They were booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A Democratic congressional candidate is challenging how Kansas plans to distinguish on its primary ballot between two Republicans with the same first and last names.
Democrat Laura Lombard filed an objection Monday to the Secretary of State's plan to have the incumbent in the Wichita area 4th District listed as Representative Ron Estes. The congressman faces another Ron Estes from Wichita in the August 7th primary. The challenger would be listed as Ron M. Estes. Lombard said the plan gives the incumbent an unfair advantage and violates election laws. State law generally prohibits titles on the ballot, but State Elections Director Brian Caskey noted that it makes an exception when it's necessary to distinguish between two candidates. A state board could rule by the end of next week. Trevin Hunter, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council is budgeting for 32 additional police officers. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We have a pretty good plan in place to phase it in anyways. It's not like we're going to be able to find all of those officers and train them and overnight. And so we're going to shift some dollars around and do it in phases. And we've done that. We've said here's where the money should come from.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
Harvey Weinstein will be arraigned today on sexual assault charges in a Manhattan courtroom.
Weinstein, once powerful in Hollywood circles, will face a judge more than a week after his arrest and not quite a week since his indictment for alleged assaults on two of his accusers. Dozens more say he propositioned them sexually. He has denied all of those allegations and is expected to plead not guilty today. Weinstein's attorney, Ben Brathman, says he will seek to have the indictment dismissed, in part because he claims the relationship with one of today's accusers was consensual. Weinstein is free after posting a $1 million bond following his arrest, but his movements are being monitored electronically. In New York, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Within months of last year's devastating Hurricane Maria, nearly 400,000 Puerto Ricans fled the island to live on the U.S. mainland.
The Sunshine State alone welcomed 150,000 people, with the majority of them settling in Central Florida's Orange County. As weeks turned into months, dreams of returning to the island dimmed due to the slow pace of rebuilding the island's infrastructure. Anna Cruz, program coordinator for the City of Orlando's Hispanic Office for Local Assistance, says no one expected this to happen.
Some people have been staying in hotels for the past 7-8 months. They're so desperate, they don't know what to do.
The mass migration wave has put pressure on the job market, schools, social services, and housing in the Sunshine State. And the storm not only left death and destruction, but also uncertainty in its wake.
Some people have returned to the island. Others have found jobs.
In Orlando, Florida, Ali Rafa, Fox News.
A teenager who accused other kids of a crime in Texas was allegedly lying.
Cops in Houston say a 13-year-old boy who told them a story that he was kidnapped by other kids wasn't true. The teen, who is black, told police that five white teens confronted him when he stepped off a school bus last month. The alleged suspects were in a pickup truck driven by somebody who had an "I hate black people" tattoo. The child says the group then drove him to a vacant house where he was assaulted. The boy was later found on a road near his home looking disheveled. The owner of the house and pickup truck, though, were questioned and cleared, but no charges will be filed, even for filing a false police report. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The heat is going to be building back in over the next couple of days. Temperatures likely in the low to mid 80s by the time we head to lunch. 90 for the afternoon high with plenty of sunshine across south central Kansas. We will be clear tonight, our low 68, and then sunny on Wednesday with a high 94. A few storms may drift our way late Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 66 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Yesterday's high, by the way, in Wichita was 85 degrees. My wife and I got out for a nice little walk about 3:34 o'clock in the afternoon in Riverside. It was really very, very nice out yesterday afternoon, and pretty good weather here as we go into day, what, 3 or 4 of the River Festival. On this day, June 5th in 1968, Senator Robert Kennedy was shot and mortally wounded after claiming victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. Shot at in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Assassin Sirhan Bashar was arrested at the scene. Later said he didn't remember doing it. He's still serving time. Even the kids of a couple of Robert Kennedy's children this year are coming out and saying they don't believe that he was the lone gunman. There may have been somebody else in that kitchen. And that's been a conspiracy. It goes along with the Jack Kennedy, the JFK conspiracy. Also, there is a pretty good conspiracy about the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Did that guy act alone? You know, these conspiracy theories go on. I've often thought that the Robert F. Kennedy, because of the number of shots fired, and I've done some reading on this quite a bit a few years ago. I think there were at least two people firing. Now, one of them may have been Sirhan. It might be somebody else firing a gun, too. Anyway.
There are a lot of people in that kitchen.
A lot. Crowded in there. On this date, 1968. I had been out of high school about 2 weeks when that happened. 1968 was a pretty big year.
Very turbulent year in American history.
It was. A Virginia man has slurped down 40 dozen oysters to claim the victory at this year's World Oyster Eating Championship in New Orleans.
So-called victory.
Darren Breeden ate 480 of the bivalves in 8 minutes. In Sunday's Oyster Festival event, about 4,000 South Louisiana oysters prepared and shuttled tray by tray to a table laden with hot sauce, beer, and other drinks.
Sit well in your gullet.
The seven contestants hunched over the checked tabletops as judges in striped shirts kept careful count.
And then afterwards, they're hunched over for a different reason.
Turning over a new number with each dozen consumed. I think I've slurped down maybe one oyster in my life, and I thought, because you don't really chew it.
No.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you're chewing gum and you've had it, you've had enough and you want to swallow it and there's no flavor at all, only the texture of an oyster, how would you describe it? Well, I know how I describe it, but you don't want to hear that on the radio, so I will not describe it for you. Earlier this morning we were talking about, and I bring this up because we were talking about our Steve and Ted poll question. On our webpage, knssradio.com, if you plan to take a vacation this summer, will you go to the lake, 7%, go to the beach, meaning the ocean, 7%, go to the mountains, 36%, or have a staycation, stay close to home, 50%. And I was thinking, as we were talking about that a few minutes ago, thinking about summer vacations. And you and I talked briefly a few minutes ago about the fact that your family was a lot like mine. My dad wanted to go someplace in the summer. He had been working all year, and we'd been playing baseball and going to school. Let's go someplace.
Yep.
Usually, it was a week long deal, and we just went down to Branson or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was great. Did you take any big trips when you were a kid? I mean, we took a couple of huge trips in our station wagon. We had a 54 Pontiac wagon, and one of our trips, we went clear to California.
Whoa.
I was about 6 or 7. Then we got to go to Disneyland right after it opened.
Mm.
And another one, we went down to Brownsville, Texas. My dad and mom wanted to visit.
Whoa, that's a long way.
They wanted to visit the people they had lived with during the war.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of couples. So we went to Brownsville.
You can't get much further south than Brownsville.
Up the coast, southern coast, to Kissimmee.
What?
Up to the east coast to Philadelphia, and then back home.
Oh,
took about
my gosh.
Almost 2 weeks. But it was a marathon. It was.
Boy.
You talk about being in a car.
Man.
But that was the big one.
What kind of car was driven in that
I think
caravan?
That was our 1954 Pontiac wagon.
No air conditioning.
Yeah, and four boys in there with two adults.
With two adults and no AC.
Yeah.
Woo.
My dad
liked
to travel. So where would you go on your vacation? Did you go to Branson too?
No, we really weren't a Branson type family.
A lot of people.
But we were in this. We were usually in this general area.
You go to the mountains?
We went to St. Louis. We would go to Fayetteville, Arkansas. We would go to, Six Flags over Texas and Dallas. We went to New Mexico 1 year. We'd go out to Colorado. We'd make the rounds in the area.
All right. Okay. Well, and again, just...
And those are great memories.
Yeah. If you'd like to be a part of that poll, it's at our webpage, knssradio.com, about vacation this summer. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about more people living in downtown Wichita.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.